Hello, and thank you to anyone actually listening to this. I know what you're probably thinking. The world needs yet another podcast. Trust me, I get it. But hear me out on this one, and if you're still not convinced by the end, I fully support your decision. Hi there, my name is Ari, and I've been working in the field of veterinary medicine for a little over 9 years now. My goal with this podcast, and in general, is to make knowledge accessible to those who want to access it. Specifically, I want to create a space where anyone who's starting in vet med, or anyone who's been in the field, or even anyone who has a pet and wants to understand more about their pet's healthcare system, to be able to have an open forum discussion about all things veterinary medicine. Let me offer you a little bit of background about me and why I'm getting into this space. When I first started as a veterinary assistant back in January of 2016, I had absolutely no prior knowledge or background in vet med, not even schooling at that point. I was as green as they come. The person who hired me took a chance based off of my work ethic and past jobs and my passion for the field. At that time, one of the doctors that I worked with was not very fond of new staff and had tried in several ways to get me out of the clinic. One time, she even yelled at me in the middle of the treatment area until I started crying in front of all my new coworkers. Thankfully, the senior tech, who also happened to be the person who hired me, was there and stood up for me with that doctor. For the record, I do understand why she yelled at me, and I was in the wrong for that circumstance, but her actions were definitely not appropriate for that situation. Fortunately, the other doctor I worked with at that time let me sit with her and ask questions about cases and terminology and treatments and anything. And from that moment forward, I just wanted to learn everything I could about anything I could within the scope of veterinary medicine. When I left my first clinic and started at the second, I again deeply felt the clickiness of what veterinary medicine, and other fields I'm sure, can feel like. I was not welcomed very easily by some of the senior staff and not offered opportunities that I had asked for time and again. One story that I think speaks to this and helped me change their opinions of me as the newcomer has to do with anesthetic training. Now, if you work in veterinary medicine, you know this is rightfully, a very protected role in whatever clinic or hospital setting you're in. Long story short, management had told me that I would be next in line for anesthetic training by the senior technicians. However, what ended up happening was one of the senior techs was able to get a friend of theirs, who was a semi-experienced tech, a job at our facility. Now, through no fault of the new technician, the senior staff began training her on anesthesia, and I was assigned to continue taking room appointments. After my little pity party about being passed over for this training opportunity again, I geared up for surgery with my PPE and I stepped into the new tech's training session. When the senior staff questioned what I was doing, I told them that if they could explain it to her, they could explain it to me. And if they taught both of us at the same time, they would only have to say it once. Now, truthfully, at the time, I did not see this as a moment where I took initiative and advocated for myself. I was just upset at the situation and wanted to force my way into finally being anesthetically trained. It worked out though, because one of the doctors at this new clinic, who did not yet like me because I was newer, not very experienced, made a lot of mistakes, saw this interaction and took a chance on me and began giving me more opportunities. Eventually, I became one of her right-hand techs and learned so much from her over the years that we worked together. Now, this is probably a good time to mention that, for context, most of what I've learned over the years has been either taught on the job or by teaching myself. I bought multiple vet tech books online, signed up for VTNE prep materials, would make lists of words and things that I encountered throughout my shifts to look up later. Eventually, when I had gained some confidence in what I had been learning and the skills that I had developed, I wanted to be able to teach other people the beauty of this field in a way that was not as cliquish and in a much more inclusive and interactive way. All of this is just a long-winded way of explaining that veterinary medicine can be a hard nut to crack into, but I'm here to hopefully be a point of accessibility for those who want the opportunities to learn about the most incredible field there is to be in. Before I go, I do want to point something out that I feel is often misunderstood. While some technicians and clinics can feel very cliquish and not always welcoming to newcomers, I can understand the feeling of being protective over bigger areas within medicine, like anesthesia, that can pose a large risk to the patient. While I don't agree with that clinic culture, I do understand why and how it develops. But in my opinion, a team can only be as strong as the quote-unquote weakest member on it. Nobody starts in any field knowing everything that they currently know. We learn and we grow and we improve for the sake of our patients. And that's what this podcast is meant to be about. Thank you to anyone who has made it this far in my rambling. My goal for any future episodes is to tackle topics within veterinary medicine and break them down in an accessible and bite-sized way. From one dummy to another, I hope you have a beautiful day, friend.